Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Mickey Badlamenti, discipleship pastor here at Rock Point Community Church. Our goal in the messages we share is to consistently present God's truth in ways that will challenge you, bring you new perspective, and ultimately lead you into closer relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Wherever you're listening from, we hope this message encourages you in your faith. We also welcome you to visit us anytime you're in the Detroit area. Our Sunday services are at 9 and 11 a.m. and include a full range of children's programs, as well as a ministry specifically for children with special needs. Find us on Facebook or visit our website at rockpoint.org for more information.
Hallelujah. Well, aren't you glad for the love of God? You know, we get to meditate on that today. The Lord is good. You know, Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Can we do that right now? Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's good, right? Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. And his love endures forever. I mean, what a powerful thing if you really believe that and live in that truth, that God's love, his faithful love, endures forever. It endures to all generations. And he invites us to come into his presence and to experience his love in a new way today. Can you pray with me today as we just continue to sing? We're going to do another song that myself and a couple others from Messenger Music got a chance to write called Here Is My Hallelujah. And it starts with this phrase, new every morning is your amazing love. And can we pray that today? Just join me this morning. Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that as we come into your presence and as we sing, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise. We want to bless your name. We want to respond to who you are. We want to respond to what you've done. And Lord, today, we don't just want to sing songs. We don't just want to be people who sing worship. We want to become the worshipers that Jesus is looking for. How many of you want to be that today? Lord, help us to be worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth, who respond to the finished work of Jesus and your ongoing love in our lives, God. And we just pray, Lord, that we would experience your presence in a fresh way, that we'd be filled up to overflowing with gratitude and praise for all you've done and for all that you are. We love you. Come on, just tell them right now with your heart. We love you. Before we even sing the next song, just say, God, I want to worship you. I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my praise. I want to offer up thanksgiving and sacrifices of praise today in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say amen?
New every morning is your amazing grace. Can't imagine where I'd be if I'd never been saved. You showed forgiveness when I was a mess. Your kindness was needed so I could repent.
Thank you, Lord.
I've never known a like this, as far as the east is from the west. You forgive, choose to forget. Today and every day, I thank you. It's gonna be the first thing that I do. Thank you, God. Here is my goodness and mercy chasing me down. I was hopelessly lost, but now that I'm found, yeah, I've got a reason to shout. be the first thing that I do. Oh, thank you, God, here is my hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Can you sing that with me one more time?
We sing thank you.
It's gonna be the
first thing that I do.
Whoa, oh.
Thank you.
God, here is my
hallelujah.
Sing that again.
Thank you.
Gonna be the first thing that I do. Oh, oh, oh. Go choir.
My hallelujah.
What would happen if we actually meant that? If we actually did that? Just really think about this. Let's get practical for just a second, church. Are you ready? I remember a number of years ago, I went to this pastor's luncheon with a respected pastor, author, scholar, Dr. R.T. Kendall. And I've just been so blessed by his ministry and the books he's written. How many have ever read Total Forgiveness? I mean, some of his stuff is just amazing. Anyway, I was so excited to just go hear him. And of course, you know, he's no slacker on the academic side either, you know. Got his PhD from Oxford and was the pastor of Westminster Chapel, all this stuff. So I just, you know, he's a hero of mine, and I thought for sure, we're going to go into this pastor's gathering, and he's going to drop some gems of wisdom on us, some real deep theological truths, because I love that. I kind of geek out on that stuff. And Dr. R.T. Kendall got up in front of all these pastors, Nashville pastors, and he's like, I want to talk about my devotional life. And he simply said this. He said, I just want to talk to you about what I do just to spend time with the Lord. It was so profoundly simple that it actually just really convicted me and reoriented, kind of shook me and reoriented my life towards just learning how to give God thanks the first thing that I do in the morning. And just learn how to start your day right. How many of you find it easy when you wake up in the morning that the first thing that you do is, it might be like, oh man, I guess I got to check my texts. Check your phone. Go through, you know, think about work. Think about, you know, or worse yet, get on social media and see what's happening there. Read the news. Listen, what would happen if we actually just said, okay, Lord, this, I want to hear from you. I want to give you thanks. I want to give you praise. And I've tried to make it my habit to start to do that, like as a consistent thing. Before I check my phone, before I read the news, I want to get my cup of coffee, which the Lord created. I mean, God, that's definitely a heavenly thing for sure. And so I feel like that's kind of a part of it, the devotional part. But just to be able to let God feed my soul, and to meet with him and say thank you. How many of you want to draw closer to the Lord this year? You know, that takes just a commitment to say, Lord, you're first in my life. Amen. And can we just sing that one more time? And I want you to just think about that. All that to say, all us pastors, we were so blessed. And it caused a refreshing to happen to my own soul when I just began to say, thank you. It's gonna be the first thing that I do. Oh, thank you. God, here is my hallelujah. Sing that again one more time.
Thank you. Gonna be the first thing that I do. Oh, thank you. Lord, here is my hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. We just say, Jesus, be Lord of our lives, be Lord of our, even our daily routines. We just invite you in to have your way. You know, one of the earliest confessions of the church was simply this: Jesus is Lord. Can we say that? Jesus is Lord. How we worship you, Lord. God is on the throne. He reigns forevermore. Just think about it. Just think about it. When should I worry? Why should I fear? Why should I run? When Jesus is here, I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his heart. Nothing can take me away from his love. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? Why should I run? When Jesus is here, I'm safe in his arms. Safe in his heart. Nothing can take me away. We sing, God is on the throne. He reigns forevermore. Just think about it. Just think about it. Just think about it. When I am anxious, when I'm afraid, I find the strength when I call on his name. I'm safe in his arms, safe in his heart. Nothing can take me away from his love. He's the King of power, King of kings. He is the Lord over everything. To him be the glory, the honor and praise. And ever, amen, and always. God is on the throne. He reigns forevermore. Just think about it. Just think about it. He's always good. We sing, God is always good. He loves like a father should. Just think about it. Just think about it. Sing. Hallelujah, he reigns. Just your choir part.
Hallelujah, he reigns. Hallelujah,
he reigns.
Hallelujah, always. He's never gonna let me down.
All right, now, that's pretty good, choir. But we're gonna do it again. I'm gonna add a few more complicated steps to just up the difficulty level. Are you ready? All right, here we go. We'll start with a clap. Your holy name, when we want to live a life of praise and thanksgiving.
on, just somebody say hallelujah. What does hallelujah mean? It means praise the Lord. Amen.
I don't think that there's a better thing to really meditate on than the love of God, honestly. You know, we started, these are really simple concepts, but it's much harder to actually choose to live in the love of God than to live by your feelings, live by emotions, live by all the other things that compete for your affection in life, right? And for believers, there is this sense in which the first thing that we do is we just respond. I've been a worship pastor for a very long time, and I still go back to this simple, one of the most simple definitions I've ever heard about what worship is. And it's just simply this: worship begins when you learn how to respond to the love of God. Worship is love responding to love. And John put it perfectly when he says, we love him because he what? First loved us. And God is first love. He didn't just love you first. And I believe that even when you say, if I return to my first love, like Jesus calls out the church in Revelation, I don't believe he's saying, hey, go back to that feeling that you had. It's more than a feeling. I praise God for the feelings. How many of you had some really awesome experiences when you first came to the Lord and you were hyped up and you were like, wow, it was just maybe a whole new thing. It was like going from watching black and white TV to color. You know, it was like, whoa. There's a real dramatic shift that happens definitely in our emotions, and I don't want to diminish that. But what I'm saying is that I believe that if you've lost your first love, the way to return to that is actually just return to God and don't go for any substitutes. Don't try to fill your life with something that only God can fill. And that's why I go back to the simple things. I choose to spend time in God's presence. I choose to respond to him, to be a person of the word and a prayer. There's no shortcuts around that, to just be a person who's committed to the presence of God, spending time with him. And I remember meditating on this years ago, and I was just having this worship time with God, and I was just thinking, okay, God, I just really thank you. I thank you. I'm glad that I get to feel the love of God. But when I embrace that truth, first of all, it's something that I embrace by faith, trust. But as you trust God, he will meet you, and you will experience his presence in multiple ways. But it starts by just responding to his love and saying, thank you. And I remember meditating on this whole idea of being a child of God. And I just really became overwhelmed with a sense of the love of God. One of my favorite chapters in all scripture is Romans chapter 8. And I want to just read a part of it. This is good stuff. This is like your sermon. Are you ready? Okay. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. And then it says something really difficult. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Following the Lord doesn't mean that it's easy all the time, does it? It just means that we have somebody that, first of all, gives us the victory, and that has gone before and has overcome, and that he can give us victory in this life. But even if we go through hardships, that if we do it in his name, not only is he with us, but he is going to show us, he's going to lead us in his victory, and we are going to see the ultimate victory over sin and death and hell and the grave. Amen. That's the hope that we have in Christ. And so that's the kind of thing that we focus on when we go through hardships. Praise God that he gives us healing and breakthrough and all those things now, but we maybe don't experience it all the time in every way this side of eternity. But let me tell you, that's exactly why we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, because he's the forerunner, right? He's the one who's gone before. He died on the cross and rose again, not just to save us from our sin, although he did that, but to help us discover a new way of living in him. And Paul says it this way in Galatians 2:20. He says, I am crucified with Christ, died to my old self, my old way of thinking, my old way of living. Nevertheless, I live. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm now learning how to live in Christ. I'm now learning how to trust him and walk with him. How many of you like Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not what? Want. Just think about it. If you have Jesus, it doesn't even matter if you go through some difficult trial and difficult things. You can be like, whoa, it doesn't matter. I have Jesus. Do you see what I'm saying? Christians should be able to say that. Why? Because he's with me in the highs. He's with me in the lows. He's able to prepare a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies. His goodness and his mercy, they follow me all of my life. Somebody say all. All the days of my life. Because I've got a home. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's where, for Christians, even if you're going through difficulty, boy, that's the only difficulty you're going to experience this side of eternity. Just think about that. That's pretty amazing. But you have heaven with you. And heaven, God's presence is already here now. The kingdom is actually beginning. It's here, but not in its fullness yet. But you have the kingdom of God within you. He's come and taken up residence in your life. If you're a follower of Jesus, you've got the Spirit of God inside. These are the things that we need to think about when things get hard, right? And then he finishes this wonderful chapter by saying this. Who shall separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ? Shall trouble, can trouble separate you from the love of Christ? How about hardship or persecution? Can that? Famine, nakedness, sword, none of those things. Verse 37, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Come on. There's an amen corner in here somewhere. Are you ready? Come on. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, nor anything present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I was meditating on that one day. There is a place, a place for me. Safe in your arms through Jesus. Your spirit speaks. Whispers to me that I'm not an orphan, no, I'm family. Yeah, I believe I am loved by you, Father. I believe I am loved by you. When I see your Son, I see you, Father.
'cause I am loved by you. I'm not a slave, a slave to fear. It's your embrace I'm finding here. Yeah, I believe I am loved by you, Father. I believe I am loved by you, Father. When I see your Son, I see you, Father. I believe I am loved by you, Father. I'm adopted, accepted in the beloved. I'm adopted, accepted. This is my homecoming. This is Son, I see you, Father. I believe I am loved by you, Father.
Amen. Yeah. And it's just that simple. I have to choose to believe that. Do you believe that today? Yeah. You receive the love of God. And you have to remind yourself of that when things get difficult and when things get hard. There's different ways that I feel like God has taught me that. Years ago, when I first moved to Nashville, I had gotten news. I just moved, and where family was making the big move, and my parents were in Pennsylvania, still back in Pennsylvania, and I got news that my dad was sick and was dealing with a very serious diagnosis, and I was like, I know, Lord, that you know this. I know you know how I feel, and all of a sudden I've left, and I'm just crying out to God, and on top of that, it was a stormy, dark and stormy night. I mean, it was just like a perfect thing, and then of course Nashville actually has, we have tornadoes that we do. Do you deal with tornadoes here? You do? Oh, okay. Well, awesome. Okay. I mean, I guess it's awesome. So you pay attention to the weather, you know, and all of those things were happening simultaneously. So I'm sitting in my, what was then an apartment at that time, and I'm thinking about my dad and asking God, just Lord, do you know, you really know what's going on, you know, with my family, and just in concern and carrying the burden of just believing God that he's hearing my prayer. And then also I'm under a tornado watch. And so I had all of these things, and I started to write this song called Eavesdropping.
Well, I finally got your call today. You said the weather had you packed away. But when the wind is cool and the sky is gray, there's something in this for you anyway. Standing tall before a growing tide. Find finding out if it's just fear or pride. But when you're brave enough to look inside, it's cutting through the clamoring, unraveling this twister. Say about a lump your tears on a rainy day, 'cause I'm eavesdropping. This pain is just a megaphone for a deaf and dying world. It's temporary suffering, cutting through the storm in you. But can you hear me whisper? I'm eavesdropping on the prayers you pray, and I know all the things you cannot say about up your tears on a rainy day, 'cause shining brighter, 'cause like Peter, you're walking on the water somehow. I'm eavesdropping on the prayers you pray, and I know all the things you cannot say.
Yeah. Maybe you've probably heard this song. This is another one that, well, I actually recorded an acoustic version of this with Franklin Prayerhouse, but me and some friends wrote a while ago, and it is about, once again, that same thing, kind of trusting God, that he's able to do, in fact, what his word says, exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us, right? But just that posture of faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without trusting him, we can't please him. Can we just, whatever it is you're facing today, maybe you came in here today, how many of you have a need? You don't have to tell me what it is, but how many of you came in with a need that you're really trusting God for right now? There's something very, a serious need in your life in some way. Just lift your hand. Do you know God knows that? And God loves you? And Jesus says, when he teaches them the Lord's Prayer, he actually says, the Father knows what you need even before you ask. And then he goes on and he teaches them how to pray. As if to say, but ask, because as you trust me, I'm going to do what only I can do. And I think that's a great posture, to just come to the Father and trust in his goodness. Amen.
You still do miracles with a power the world can't explain. It's here in the physical. Circumstances will change in your name. My heart says yes, still there's a yes. Though I may die, still your timing's best. When my eyes don't see it, my mouth will sing it. I know just how able you are. When my heart is breaking, my fate's unchanging, I know just how able you are. Just how able you are. Oh, how able you are. Lord, help me to believe that it's not if but when you come through. It's here in the waiting. I will rest in your presence and truth. 'Cause God, I know you will always come through. When my eyes don't see it, my mouth will sing it. I know just how able you are. When my heart is breaking, my faith's unchanging, I know just how able you are. How able you are. Oh, oh, how able you are. Oh, yeah. Lord, when you speak, nothing's impossible. Lord, let it be. I'm ready for miracles. Lord, when you speak, nothing's impossible. Lord, let it be. I'm ready for miracles. And Lord, when you speak, nothing's impossible. Lord, let it be. I'm ready for miracles. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for miracles. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Make way through the water, walk me through the fire. Do what you are, what you are. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe.
Come on, tell them.
In you,
Lord.
I believe. In you,
I believe.
Almost out of time, I think, aren't I? Is that right?
Yes?
Yes? No, he's like shaking his head. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm just a guest. We're going to be here through dinner time. It's going to be great. No. It's been such a blessing. Speaking of that, I want to have the band come up here. We want to sing a blessing over you. I love this.
Because this is the heart of God as well, is that we want to sing the truth of God. What I wanted to say about being a person of worship and prayer, and I hope that this helps as the band, I don't know if you're around, but if the band is around, you guys can come up anytime. Calling on band, or anybody that plays. Does anybody play drums? Just come on up here. It's fine. It's fine. they're like, what, he's ending now? They're running from the bathroom and the cough, whatever. I want to say a couple of things about prayer. One is, what's the first way you want to start your day? Yeah, saying thank you, right? All right. You can practice it now. Just look at somebody next to you and say, thank you. Just try it. Thank you. It's always good to say thank you, be pleasant as well. Even more so when we think about the goodness of God on a daily basis, to say thank you, it really is powerful. And then the other is living a life of prayer. There's two things that I try to live in on a regular basis. And some of you, how many of you remember a couple of years ago, I might have come and spoken on an introduction to the Psalms. Maybe some of you remember that a couple of years ago. I don't know. But I want to say this about prayer. Worship, learning how to worship is first of all just learning how to overflow in your heart to God in thanksgiving for who he is and what he's done for us in Christ. All right? So that's the first thing. We learn how to say thanks in the morning. Okay, the second one is when it comes to prayer. A great starting point, and the most important starting point, is actually how Jesus himself taught us how to pray, right? And so referring to that whole thing of the Father knows what you need even before you ask, and then Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. And if you know the Lord's Prayer, I just want you to stand up right now, and let's just say that together, if you've memorized that. We're going to say that in just a minute. But I also want to say that God put another whole book in the Bible that is to help you, give you language for both high worship and exaltation and also praying when it's hard. And that's called the Psalms. And the Psalms is your prayer book. And I like to think of it this way, that the Psalms are the Lord's Prayer expanded. And the Lord's Prayer is the Psalms condensed. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus said this about the Psalms. The Psalms speak of me. And when you learn how to read the Psalms, and so many of them point to Jesus in ways that you might not at first recognize, some are very evident, what we call the Messianic Psalms, but actually all the Psalms really speak of him. And when you learn how to live in the Psalms as a prayer book for your life, and then pray the Lord's Prayer every day, and pray it slowly, so that as you're praying, there may be a time when the Lord really checks you on something. He's like, okay, hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Whoa. Lord, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the Holy Spirit should just check you really quick, because he's really good at doing that if you listen. And he'd be like, hey, you really haven't forgiven that person. Hey, you have something in your life you really need to confess. You need to confess your sin. And really come clean with God. Because you can't do it on your own. You can't keep going down this path. And that is how we learn how to stay in alignment with the heart of God. He said, every day I'm letting my will surrender to him. I'm asking for his kingdom to come. I'm asking for him to give me victory over the enemy. To be an overcomer over temptation, right? To forgive and to repent. All these things. And lastly, as we close, I just want to say to you, if you're here today and you've never committed your life to Jesus, or maybe you did at one time, but you've kind of really drifted away and you need to really return to your first love. Did you know you can do that today? You can make that decision today. And if that's you, I want to pray for you first. And then I want us to pray the Lord's Prayer together. And then we're going to sing a blessing over you. Are you ready? All right. Would you close your eyes? Just open your hearts. If you're here today and you need to surrender your life to Jesus, we sang it in this first song, God so loved the world. This is what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And would you put your faith and trust in Jesus so that you can be forgiven of your sin? You can spend eternity with him, but you can also experience the joy of his presence and discover what freedom really looks like in your soul now. Not just wait till eternity, but actually experience the goodness and the love of God and the forgiveness of God. He wants to heal you in every way. So if that's you, or you're maybe far away from the Lord and you're like, oh man, this really is hitting me. I need to come back to the Lord and really spend time with him and learn, be a person who spends time with him in scripture and in prayer. Just say, Lord, I'm coming home today. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for your great love for us. Father, we want to receive your love today. And I receive your love shown to me through Jesus, your son, who died on the cross for me. And I believe that not only he died for my sin, but that he rose again. And when he rose, he promised new life to me now and for all eternity. And I put my faith in Jesus and I say, he's Lord. Come be the Lord of my life. And I pray that you draw all of us closer to you, that we would walk with you and hear your voice and be thankful people who make the first thing that we do is spending time with you. Let us go deeper in our walk with you, God. Fill us up to overflowing. And we pray that prayer like Jesus taught us to pray. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Hear a worship leader sing songs and offer music. It's another thing altogether, though. I think a thing that brings an extra level of richness and sweetness and fulfillment when it becomes clear that that person is offering words that they've lived out in their heart. And I think that's what we've seen today. Can we thank Steve for being here with us today? We are almost done with the summer. I know that some of you, that's not good news. For others who love the winter, oh, God bless you. We'll pray for you. But next week, we will wrap this up with Bishop Harris joining us. And until then, I pray that you have a great week. There will be those up front here for prayer if you seek it. Don't feel you need to rush out of here. If you want to spend a few moments in the presence of God just reflecting on what you've saying to him, feel free to do that. For others, let's exit out of here and give them the space to be able to do that, okay? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you have shined your face on us. You have given us the light of your goodness that shines in the face of Jesus Christ. God, may we leave here today seeing his face and his countenance, his smile shine upon us. And may this week be a week where we respond to you and the love that you first gave to us. May we respond in love and in thanks. Let us adopt a new way, God, a new way forward to make you the center, the Lord of our lives. Renew that in us, we pray. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen.